What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Thursday. Every Thursday, our dear friend Mark Lupo joins us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here. Hello, Rob.
Hello, darling. We had a few technical issues this morning. I couldn't hear Mark. And so I can hear you now, but I'm just going to warn you, naughties. Mark in my headset is a little low. Don't worry. Hopefully when you're listening to this today, we've evened out the volume so we both sound the same to you. But do know, the Mark that you can hear today on the podcast, I can barely hear. So if we over-talk one another a little bit, it's not that we're being rude. It's that I really can't actually hear what you say, Mark. So if you say something outrageous and I don't laugh, don't think I'm being grumpy grumps, but I can barely hear you. That to one side. Let's see if this can actually work. Fingers crossed. It's like I'm lip reading, Mark. Fingers crossed. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Oliver Hudson, that's Kate Hudson's brother, and also Goldie Hawn's son, let's be clear here, has a shocking confession there, saying he cheated before his marriage and never got caught. Well, he has been now. So he said the following. Oliver admitted that he cheated on his wife when they got engaged. They got engaged in 2004, and he described feeling a psychological shift after getting engaged, and that led him onto unfaithful behaviour. Now, he acknowledged that he cheated and has overwhelming feelings of guilt by his actions, but he said the following, quote, "I never got caught," so he did not get caught. Instead, quote, "I told her everything because I couldn't live with myself and get married and have children with this weight around my shoulders." Now, this is a big deal to tell us. Now, she's known about this for a long time. Before they got married, he told her, "I've been cheating. I'm in a bad place. I still love you. I still want to marry you." She said yes.
Okay, so I have feelings about Oliver Hudson. And they are as follows. So he is now, it seems like, weekly exploiting his family for clicks on his podcast. So he's sharing this outrageous story, which, listen, I'm glad he was able to tell his wife, you know, the truth, and good for him. But we don't need to know this. The public does not need to know this information. Just like when he had a podcast last week where he said he was envious of his sister's fame, that he was upset that she has this great life and he has to hustle. And then, you know, the other week he was saying his mom doesn't protect him when he was a child. She felt unprotected. So I feel like every week there's this new bombshell that he shares. And we're talking about him now, but it's not sustainable in terms of him being relevant. Like, we don't care beyond this story, you know?
Yeah, make a good movie. That's how you're going to have a long career in Hollywood. It really is. Now, he did say when he talked about his sister and his mom, he doesn't get offered the parts they get. Maybe he's not the actor that they are. I don't know. Maybe they've had more opportunities than he gets. But I think you've hit the nail on the head, because I spoke to Kate Hudson's dear friend last night, someone quite close to Kate. And they told me they all just want Oliver to shut up. And they said, he's on their last nerve. They know what he's doing. Everybody's aware of it, but they don't want to slap him just yet. You know, like, I don't want to say they feel sorry for him, but they know he doesn't have the career that they have. They know he doesn't have the money they have. Although, you know, he has a pretty privileged life. His mom is Goldie Hawn. He lives in a fabulous apartment. He's not struggling. And so he has a wonderful life. It's just not quite as wonderful as his sister or his mommy. And his mom and his sister at the moment are being, okay, let's let him have his moment, let him do, but eventually they're gonna bite. I do this a little bit. I'm not famous, but I'm famous enough to get a free dessert maybe in a restaurant now and then, now and again, or a free meal or some free theatre tickets, which I'm very, very grateful for. When I bring a plus one, they have to say thank you afterwards. You're there because of me. And so I've taken people who I've took off my list who were really pushy. One of my friends had the nerve to ask me, they're my tickets. They were like, I like the aisle. And I said, so do I, and they're my tickets. Mark, do you sometimes have your friends, maybe family members, a little bit too pushy?
I do have that happen sometimes. And I do, you know, Rob, we kind of have that in common where I get invited to fun stuff and parties and you get free gifts and whatever. But I try to keep myself around people who are pleasant. Like last night, for example, I brought Kevin to a screening of a film and he was there first and he gave me the aisle seat. He goes, do you want the aisle seat or do you want the inside seat? And I was like, I would prefer the aisle seat. And that's very sweet, you know. And
very sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet. I went to see a fabulous play a couple of days ago, Outsiders. Angelina Jolie is producing this fabulous new musical. It opens tonight, so I can't give a review until after the critics come, but I can tell you it's fabulous. And I went with my friend Karen. My tickets. I'm in the business. Right. I'm the one that's going to talk about it. I'm the one that's going to promote it. And I had to run to the loo. So I gave Karen the two tickets and I went down to the loo. And then coming back upstairs, I was like, ooh, I wonder which seat she took, if she took the aisle seat or the next one. She did not take the aisle seat. Good friend. Good. Then buy tickets. And so I do understand this is going on a little bit with Oliver Hudson. It has been going on, though, now several weeks. He did really call Goldie a bad mom. And this is what the problem is. I call this the Bethany Frankel school of attention. When you do something naughty and get rewarded for it by getting publicity, you do it again. It's like rewarding a puppy. Like, you've got to be consistent. And so every time Oliver says something, we reward him. So can we be surprised that he's going to keep talking? Look at our fabulous podcast, Mark. Never would Oliver Hudson be the lead story. It just wouldn't. We've never, I don't think he's ever been in the show. And suddenly we're talking about Oliver. So what he is doing is working, which brings us, though, to our poll question of the day. Oliver Hudson's shocking confession about cheating before he got married. Our question is, should he shut up? Is it enough, Oliver? Is it enough? Yes or no? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow, Friday, to hear your results. Hey, Loopy, what are you working on?
Oof, yeah, okay. So Armie Hammer's ex-wife, Elizabeth Chambers, is speaking out, admitting their divorce was a public nightmare. Elizabeth Chambers, Armie Hammer's ex-wife, opened up about the challenges of navigating divorce in the public eye, describing the experience as absolute hell. Now, reflecting on her divorce from Armie Hammer, Chambers described the ordeal as riddled with scandal and daily stories emerging in the media. She expressed the difficulty of dealing with the public scrutiny and negative press coverage, highlighting the emotional toll of learning about new developments through media articles as they unfolded. Rob, this was a big story at the time when this was all coming out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is massive. Like, divorce is ugly. It's horrible when you have a relationship that doesn't work out. The last thing you want to do is see it splashed over the covers of the tabloids of the newspapers. What makes this even more extreme, though, are the circumstances in which they got divorced. Some of the accusations against him, they've changed his career, if not ended it. And so she suddenly has been sucked into this, basically a horror story. Some of the accusations are horrific. And to have to be dragged through that. What makes me happy here, though, is that she's finally speaking up. Tell your story. You've got a story to tell. Tell your story. And I think this is the same in your private life. If you're going through a bad breakup, find a good friend and tell your story. Get it off your chest. Talking about problems really reduces stress. There are scientific studies that prove that. That's really all that therapy is. Often a lot of great guidance too. But the thing about therapy is the talking part. Talk about it. I used to bottle my feelings up, Mark. I used to feel embarrassed. And so I just would say nothing and try to hide them and pretend they didn't happen. There's no better example than I hurt my arm when I was born. And for years, I just put my hand in my pocket and pretended it wasn't damaged. Now I say it right away. Like, I'm like, oh, I hurt my arm when I was little. And then we move on. Mm-hmm. And so I always find talking about stuff happens. Now, Mark, you can be very private. How are you about talking about issues?
You know, I'm a private person, but I go to therapy. I have a psychiatrist. Like, I go and I speak. And in those spaces, like, I've found myself at times crying, like, fully crying on a Zoom if I'm having a bad, you know, day or whatever. And I even surprise myself that I'm so open in those moments. But when you feel safe, in a safe place to express it, it really does bring this immediate relief to what you're feeling.
Yeah, you got to feel safe. You feel safe now doing this podcast when we first started. Oof, you're a bit rough, Mark. Oof,
rough.
Bad. I had to train you a little bit. And then I realized it wasn't the talent, because you always had that. And goodness knows, you know celebrity. So you have the talent and you have the expertise. You weren't comfortable.
Right.
Now, look at you in your pajamas in your nice apartment. You got to make people comfortable.
Right.
I think it's a skill in life. Try and make people comfortable when you're meeting somebody for the first time. Say something nice, or just make people, you got to put down those walls, isn't it? Everybody has their walls up. Celebrities too. Put down those walls. Hey, I'm happy Elizabeth is speaking out. Okay, moving along. Brittany Cartwright is revealing that she only had sex twice in the past year before splitting with Jax Taylor. So these two were on Vanderpump Rules. I think they're on a spin-off show now. They're getting an ugly divorce. It's getting quite nasty. But the two of them, they love publicity. They like talking about it. In fact, my advice a second ago about it's good to talk, it's the opposite here. These two need to shut up like Oliver. Oh, they won't shut up. So now she's revealing that in the last year, they only had sex. They were only intimate twice. That's a sign, I think, Mark. It's a sign.
It is a sign. And I think, you know, listen, when you're in the honeymoon phase, you might be having sex every day, or you might be all over each other. I think reality is life gets in the way and it's not as sustainable. But if you're finding yourself like disinterested or just uncomfortable, then I think, you know, there's a bigger issue there.
Yeah, there's an issue there, isn't there? I hate talking about this subject, you know, personally. I don't ever talk about it. But I think you have to keep the fire alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
You have to keep the romance alive. And if you find yourself being a little distant, then go on a date. Do something you both like. Get tickets to a great movie or a show, or go for a lovely dinner. Go for a walk together. I have a very easy relationship with Bruce. I don't have to put a lot of thought into it. It's like you and Kevin. You fit. It's easy. Uh-huh. It's not difficult. But yet I do find myself almost scheduling times for a date. Like if I've had a really busy week and I'm running around town going to all these fabulous events that we're dragging our friends to, who are trying to steal our seat, I decide that like come Friday, this weekend's going to be a Bruce weekend. I'm going to get rid of all my schedules on this weekend and just have time with him. And I think it's very, very healthy. Do you have to schedule time for Kevin, or it's quite easy?
I mean, listen, our jobs can be very demanding, right? And I've I find myself working long hours, or I'm expected to be at certain events for networking purposes, and sometimes I have to, you know, not be available. And so we work that out. And typically weekends, there's time for that. Or, you know, during the week, last night, for example, going to a screening, you just find time to make it work.
Does he stay over at your house a lot?
He does, yeah.
Oh,
he does.
It's a nice apartment, isn't it? Is your apartment slightly nicer than his?
Well, I have three bedrooms, and it's a there's a lot of room to spread.
Like Great Gatsby. You're the Great Gatsby of Uptown. I don't know.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
I think it's marvellous. Okay, moving along. Jelly Roll, who's a new person to our podcast, hello, Mr. Roll, apparently turned down a meeting with P. Diddy. Tell us all.
Mm-hmm. So Jelly Roll recalled a moment where he declined to meet with Sean Diddy Combs after they both appeared on the same episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live last fall. Jelly Roll shared that it was the first time in his career where he was offered a meet and greet with someone and initially agreed, but then changed his mind.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And as he was walking down the hallway towards the meeting, Jelly Roll had a change of heart and decided to turn back. He admitted that he wasn't sure why he suddenly didn't want to meet Diddy, but the decision led him to skip the meet and greet and return to his car instead. Wow. Ooh. Wow. What do you think?
Wow. We've been backstage at a lot of TV shows, and this is what happens. It's almost like a little fraternity, sorority backstage. You're all in dressing rooms, tiny dressing rooms next to each other, and your name's on the door, the celebrity's name, and they do go from room to room saying hello, checking in. Once I was on the Rachel Ray show and Gwyneth Paltrow was next to me. Oh, you know, I went over to say hello to Gwyneth. Like, I ding-dong, there's somebody at the door. It's Rob Chute. Hello, Gwyneth. Goopy goop. I mean, so they do this backstage. The only celebrity that I've met that I regret, that I just wish I hadn't done it, was Madonna, because I'm such a Madonna fan. When I met her, she was so awful to me.
Oh, no.
Like, it didn't turn me off her. But I was like, oh, I think I wish I hadn't done that. Have you ever had that experience, Mark? Just one that you're like, oh, I wish I hadn't met him.
Yeah, there's a bunch. I can't really speak
to it. Don't name names, but there are a bunch. Yeah,
there's a bunch. Yeah. It changes your feelings. It's weird.
It does a bit, doesn't it? Follow your gut.
Yeah.
If you don't want to meet somebody, there's a good reason. Honestly, if you're on those dating apps tonight, noughties, and there's somebody that you're going to go and have a drink with, and your gut says no, trust your gut. I'm a big believer in following your gut. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I know now some days we have to have ads in the middle of the show. I know they're a pain in the bottom, but these ads allow us to bring you this fabulous content, Mark. Mm-hmm. Free of charge.
Free.
Not a dollar. Not a penny. So let's enjoy our sponsors. We love you very much. We'll be right back.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls. Last show we talked about King Charles's health crisis has put Prince William right next to the throne. So William could be king sooner than anybody thought. Our question was, do you think Charles should step down? Now, I know he won't, but should he step down? Would you hand the baton? Ooh, let's have a look. Oh, 80% said no. You do not think Charles will step down. I agree. I don't think he'll do it. He's waited his whole life for this job. He's not going to do it just for a couple of years and say goodbye. He's going to be king until the day he dies.
Yeah, as he should. As long as he can do it, you know, he earned it. This is what he was.
He
meant
did
to
earlier,
do.
I yeah. guess, or was given. Or it, let's be given, honest, yeah. He didn't really do anything except get born to the right person.
Fair.
It's sort of, I mean, he didn't send in his resume. Like, he didn't go on an interview. I know it's harder to get on American Idol than be the King of England. You got to go to audition. It's terrible. So he was born into this. But if it was my birthright, which it isn't, but if it was, I would cling on to it. And when you say as long as he can still do it, what's really he got to do? You know, he's not flying a plane, doing brain surgery. You wave out the back of a car.
Yeah, he has to show up, you know.
Just show up. Yeah, show up. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Ow! Oh, it's Travis Kelce. Ow. He's explaining how he won over Taylor Swift against the odds. Let me explain. Mm. So Travis Kelce admitted that he's unsure of how he managed to win over Swift, especially considering that she wasn't initially interested in sports. Kelce explained his disbelief at the success in his wooing of Swift, acknowledging that sports were not a shared passion between them. And he expressed gratitude for the attention and support from Swift's fan base, known as the Swifties.
Oh, I love it. Wow. He's dating up.
He's dating up, for sure.
We all know he's dating up.
Yeah.
But she likes you too, so don't feel insecure about it. I like them as a couple. I do. Oh. I'm really rooting for them. It's going to get difficult now, though, because both their schedules are going to get really, really packed. He is dating up, isn't he? He knows it. We all know it. He's dating up. But she likes you too, so don't feel insecure about it. I like them as a couple. I do. I'm really rooting for them. It's going to get difficult now, though, because both their schedules are going to get really, really packed. Fingers crossed. Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Morgan Wallen. Oh, dear. Mm-mm. Has a persistent drinking problem, sources say. Duh. So Morgan is struggling with alcohol. It's been cited as a central issue in his recent arrest. If you remember, he was arrested after throwing a chair off the roof of a bar. What was he thinking? Nice sources reveal to People magazine that he has a drinking problem and that alcohol is something that leads, at least with him, to troubling behavior. Once he starts, he can't stop. Insiders say he doesn't just have one or two drinks. He goes all the way. I hear you, but I think this is a bit of an excuse too. It feels like we're blaming alcohol for the fact that this guy doesn't appear to be a very good guy at all, Mark. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's no accountability for his actions. He keeps messing up and we keep accepting him. And at some point, we're going to have to say no
That's
more.
That's exactly what is going on. Okay, let's end with a moment of rub. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. The secret to being happier is quite easy. It's realizing you have to let happiness in. Are you blocked to happiness? When happiness walks across your path today, are you going to let it in or are you going to keep walking? Put the sword down. What are you fighting for? Happiness is all around you if you're smart enough to let it in. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to quite a technically difficult Naughty But Nice show, but I think we pulled it off. Please, please, please remember to go and give us a comment. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
Nice.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.